ಸಮಾನಿನಃ ಸ್ವಯಸ್ತಭಾವಾದವಿಶುದ್ಧ ಬುದ್ಧಯಃ ಆರೋಗ್ಯ ಮಿತ್ರೇಣ ಪರಂ ಪದಂ ಸತಃ ಸತ್ಯ ಭುವನಾಮೃತ ಯುಷ್ಮರಾಂಗಯಃ
One man was very hard, all things can achieve a course. And even though one may reach his goal, at any moment one may be kicked down by inferior nature. In human society, there have been many instances in which great exact politicians have fallen from government and become lost in historical oblivion. The cause of this is Adishinto Pritaya. The influence is impure. Shastra says, Adhaya Swatagarindya Vishnam. One achieves the perfection of life by becoming a devotee of Vishnu. But people do not know this. Therefore, as said in Bhagavad Gita, Aklesho Adhikata Skesham, Avyakta Asakta Chetasam. Persons who do not ultimately accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and take those service, but who instead are attached to impersonalism and voidism, must undergo great yoga to achieve their goals. Shreya Shrutam Bhakti Mudasya Devo Krishna Diyeke Vada Bodhanam Deye. To achieve understanding, such persons work very hard and undergo severe austerities, but their hard labor and austerities themselves are their only achievement. God did not actually achieve the real goal of life. It is the first part of the book, second part. Today we'll be speaking tomorrow, Monday morning, one of the most famous verses of the top prophet of Prabhupada in many of his lectures. The spirit of this notion is very much in India, as Prabhupada says in the chapter. Tatova, tatova. You follow any path, ultimately you will achieve God. This is a very commonest notion in India, everywhere. So Prabhupada used to argue against this with many, many scholars all over the world, especially in India. So Prabhupada would ask them that the entire train and somebody is sitting there. And they asked him, so where are you going? He says, I don't know, this train was standing there, he went inside and sat. I don't know, wherever the train takes me, I will go. If somebody says like that, what will you think about it? Will not think it's a crazy fool? So, before you board the train, you need to know the destination, isn't it? Sometimes you sit in a long train, any other experience of that? Like in Bombay, sometimes you find two trains. One silent 5:30, one at 6:30, two trains standing in either of the platform. Sometimes you are sitting thinking that it's going to move, and then some other train is moving. So one has to know whether I'm sitting in the right train and whether it will take me to the right destination. Also, when you buy a ticket to board the train, generally you don't take a ticket from somebody who is coming and offering you, isn't it? Like you are standing in a station, somebody comes and tells you, get a car ticket. The very first sight you will have suspicion. Why do you want to offer me a ticket? Maybe it's a proper ticket or it's a duplicate ticket or whatever. Like you see, when you want to board a bus also, for so many people who come and call you, come from all and take you. Do you go? Where don't you go? But they will put you in a bus if you never move. But if you are later, you don't move. And they will just keep going, moving and stopping. So you never move. And you will be seated. But you know, when you go to the counter and buy a ticket, that is very safe. You have the authorized counter with that. So Shastras are the authorized counter. Apart from Shastra, there are many people who are offering their own books in the form of, and their own speculative minds in the form of books. There are so many people writing commentary to Bhagavad Gita that they hardly speak of Krishna or Arjuna. In fact, they fill up their books with their own ideas of what they think is the goal of life. And such people may even be offensive to Krishna and Arjuna. They hardly have any faith that Lord Krishna exists, that there is the eternal abode, spiritual abode, which one can achieve. They don't have any faith in that. But they like books, they like commentaries to Bhagavad Gita and that. Not one or two, many, many in India like that. So if you read such books and become that followers, then you will go to hell along with that. Because that is me is ultimate issue because of misleading the masses. hospital. So one has to be very careful. What is the path that we are taking? Andaya tante rupaniya mana peti shatantiyana murudhani bhanda. Lala says, there is one blind man who says, I can lead you. Then second and third and fourth, all people fall and ultimately they will be led into a ditch. Everyone will fall into the ditch. And not one of them. India has plenty of them, you will find. Many people read books written by so many so-called scholars and yogis and jnanis and babas and all kinds of people. And people read such books and so those are like free tickets offered to you in the road. You can buy those free tickets and be cheated if you want. So one should go to the Shastra to see how far is the statement true. As people say, you don't have to go, you can follow any path you want to follow. Ultimately you will arrive at the same destination. And other people know, if you take a ticket to Calcutta, you can't expect to go to Chennai. Or if you take a ticket to Delhi, you can't expect to land in Hyderabad. Everyone knows that. But still when it comes to spiritual life, people sometimes think, oh, let us not have any problem. You follow any path, I follow any path, we are ultimately actually the same destination. How foolish it sounds. In Ishvaranishad Mantra 13, clearly the statement is made. The one above wants to refer the scriptures. The one understands that I have to go to the right counter and buy this gift. So it says that. Anya deva sambhava, anya dahura sambhava, kibishishvama dhirana, eva tachvishashashire. It says that anya deva sambhava, anya dahura sambhava. There are two parts it says. One, goal is achieved by following that which is supreme. And another goal is achieved by following that which is not supreme. So two different passages. Piti Shishtuna Girana. I heard this great truth from the Jira Purushas. Jiras. Great souls coming in the exactly succession. So the vision in spiritual life comes by hearing from the exactly succession, not by any imaginative speculation. It has to be heard in the exactly succession. So, the Dhira Purusha actually has heard from that Guru and then that Guru and then goes on ultimately ends in Lord Krishna himself. So clearly says, one goal is achieved by worshipping that which is supreme and another is achieved by worshipping that which is not supreme. And the same is explained by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. You see in the 8th chapter and the 9th chapter, 7th, 8th, 9th, these three chapters, Krishna gives very good explanation about different people who achieve different destinations. One of the explains, Yasi Deva Pratandeva, Prabhupada is very famous for, how you can repeat this verse. Yasi Deva Pratandeva,
Yasi Deva Pratandeva,
Pitrunyati Pitrupada,
Pitrunyati Pitrupada,
Bhutani Yasi Bhutesya,
Bhutani Yasi Bhutesya,
Yasi Madhyasi No Bhima,
Even
seek explanation from a child studying in first or second standard who has learned little Sanskrit, fabulous verse. Such a simple verse. The one who has basic Sanskrit, who has studied only for a few days, he can explain this verse. What is it? Yanti Deva Pratarayama. Those who worship the Devata, they go to Devata. Pitran Yanti Pitra Pratara. Those who worship the forefathers and ancestors, they go to Pitra Loka. Bhutani Yanti Bhutesya. Those who worship the Bhutas and Pretas and Pishasas, they go to the Loka of Bhutas and Pretas and Pishasas. And Yanti Mat, Yadi No Kima, if you worship me, you will come back to me. Such a simple verse. Very simple verse. So whoever you worship, you will achieve the destination. He says. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that there are 14 plantar systems. We are in the middle of the plantar system. Above us, above this Madhyaloka, there are 7 more Bhulok. We are in Bhulok. Bhulok, Sarvok, Mahalok, Jandok, Kapurok, Sarvok. Similarly, there are also 10 plantar systems below. Atalas, Kala, Mahakal, Karakal, Vasakal, Patal. 14. So, these are all explained in Bhagavad Gita. Often, common data is a Bhagavad Gita, the Nikita lecture, I fear there was one person giving lecture in presidency club. So there was some 100 crore directly attending the lecture. So he was beginning Bhagavad Gita lecture for the first time. So first after he opened and said, this, they say that this Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna some 5,000 years ago. We exactly don't know whether Krishna existed or not. But anyway, the message is useful for us. That's how it began. So you can understand what will he will benefit by speaking in that way, and what way his audience is going to benefit. Is there going to be any benefit? Someone speaking in Bhagavad Gita and that's all. And there are others who explain the second chapter, Nayanam Chintanti Shastra, and they are very happy explaining about the soul, about yoga, jnana. When it comes to verses talking about, heavenly planets, and they have difficulty because they don't have faith. And they say, heaven and hell, you see, both are in this earth only, It's hard in this earth. Whether people are suffering at this earth, then people are enjoying this heaven. They say like that. But it sounds pretty simple explained, and maybe acceptable by atheists. But anybody who is a faithful follower of religion, will never cheat himself by giving such false explanations. That is heaven and that is hell. And these are true. Otherwise, why does Krishna explain? And why should you accept only one portion of Bhagavad Gita and leave the other portion? And Lord says that Abhrahma Bhuvana Loka, that means there are heavenly planets. God is speaking about the heavenly planets. So here he says, Yanti Deva Vrata Deva. Very clear. If you worship the devatas, you will go to them. And there are many devatas we worship. Like people worship Skanda. In South India, worship of Skanda is very famous. Worship of Kartikeya. There are many prayers which is the of Kartikeya. Oh Kartikeya, you are the commander-in-chief of the entire devata army. So please protect the different parts of the body. One more line of the verse, that's a they call it as a Kandasashik of Kavasam, they call it. So it's protection for each different limbs of the body. So that these are protected of the devatas. So they glorify Kartikeya, they glorify Ganesha, they glorify Surya, they glorify Devi, Shiva. So many different types of worship are there. And one there again, different destinations, according to such worship. One may get their company. After one dies, one goes to such planets, and there one lives in such planets and enjoys different delights, and that's explained to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explains. Sarivyavan soma bhaku tapapana yakne vishya svargatim prathayante te punyavata arya surendra lokam ashnan shivivyam divyeva bhoman sindra lokam he says. Te punyavata arya sura indra lokam, sura means devata. Indra is Indra. So the Indra Loka means Indra Loka, there are people who are elevated to Indra Loka, he says. They pray that we be elevated to heavens. Te punya mahasadya Indra Loka. Ashnan di divyandi yeva. They enjoy many heavenly delights. And then he says, Te tambukva sakra lokam disha aramsi ne punya matra lokam dishanti. They come back again to this material world. So, even there are others who practice something called Sanchani Vidya. That is where you get elevated to Brahma Loka. Brahma Loka is the highest planet. Of course, from there, one may be elevated to spiritual world. That is likely world. But there is very little likely world. So people exactly don't know why we are doing what we are doing. Or what will be achieved by practicing this particular path. So one thinks that, by doing this Sanchani Vidya, I may go back to spiritual world. But then he can't see, he ends up in Brahma Loka, he cannot go beyond that. So sometimes you see it, they go shouting Brahma Loka, or I'll report to birth, and they drop in the Kalyan. And they say, I'll go in Kalyan, but that's the entry now. And then they wait for the next verse to take it from there to Brahma Loka. That doesn't come for many hours. So in the same way, sometimes by performing this kind of practice, you end up in some Deva Loka, some Brahma Loka, some that. And then from there you will get a lift to spiritual world. It is not very easy. Again, one may fall back, as it is said here. Shinaya punya, Mantiloka Mishanti. One comes back to this Mantiloka. And again one has to practice again. So there are different levels of people. Karma is different practice anything. But there are Dhamma Pandis who practice this kind of scriptures. So Krishna explains about them. Yam Deva, Yanti Deva, Yam Deva. Then he says there are those who have decided that my mother and father are my God. There are people like that. My grandmother, grandfather, they are my husband and God. Especially in our Vedic culture, worshipping forefathers and worshipping mother father are not considered bad. In fact, it's very much appreciated. Many of you must have kept photos of your grandmother, grandfather and worship the above them or mother father. It's very common practice in India. So certainly that is appreciated when one begins one's life of respect. Then as one grows, one understands that ultimately everyone is perishable. Everyone has to die. One understands who is great, who is great. Dharma comes to God, to Bhagavan. Beginning is Master Devogava, is a Devogava. One has to begin offering obeisance to mother and father. Then one offers obeisance to God also. Then understands. So one sees mother and father as representatives of God. The king offers representative of God. So we offer respects like that. It does not consider that. But if one worships grandmother, grandfather and people like that with the exclusion of Krishna, then such worship simply becomes this Pitanyanti, Pitruprata. If somebody simply attached to grandmother, grandfather and make them God by putting a big picture at home, worship them, but they never worship Krishna, then they go to the Kshetra Loka. There they are given some benefits to read, some Punya Bhut Chanja. And then they have to come back again to this world. And those who engage in tantric vidya, black magic and things like that, Bhutan Yanti, like calling the ghosts to deliver attendance into dust. Things like that, inviting ghosts. It's very dangerous thing to do. To invite ghosts, they may come and they can offer your body, they may be followed. And people will do that. And there are people who worship the Kapala, who go to the Smashan and they perform different kinds of worship. They take out the substance from the head of dead people, and they do many kinds of black magic and all. So such people, they have a different destination. Bhutan Yanti, Bhutan Yanti. But those who worship me, they come back to me. So Krishna, you will find how one of the ways that he explains the series of verses very clearly to show how one should not be foolish to worship others and get stuck up in the material world. That one should worship only him. And then he says, those who worship others, he says, that don't be alpha-majors now, he says. Alpha-majors means one who is new-minded, one is not very intelligent. So he says, अनन्यचेताः सततम् योमास्मर्ति नित्यं तस्याहं शरणं प्रार्थये नित्यनित्यस्य योगिनः. माय अर्जुन, इट्स वेरी इजी फॉर यू टू अचीव मी, तस्याहं शरणं प्रार्थये. इट्स वेरी वेरी इजी. माय द पाथ टू अचीव मी इज वेरी सिंपल, जस्ट बी अ भक्त. अच्छा, एंड देन वन मे आस्क, ओके कृष्णा, आई रिटर्न योर योगी, व्हाट इज एडवांटेज फॉर मी, व्हाट इज इट लाइक? देन ही सेज, महापुरुष पुनर्जन्म दुखादय अशाश्वत ना पुनर्ति महात्मा संशोधन अंगता. He says that you will महापुरुष पुनर्जन्म means rebirth. You will not get rebirth in this world, but you will go beyond this world of suffering and you will achieve me. महापुरुष means you will achieve me. He says you will not suffer in this world. And then one may ask, okay, if I don't worship you, what will happen? Then he says, Ākarma bhuvanāloka punarāvartinojana. Every word will answer your question. If you don't worship me, what will happen? He says, if you don't worship me, you go anywhere in this whole universe, even to Brahmaloka you go. Ākarma bhuvanāloka, beginning from Brahmaloka up to Pātalaloka. All these planets are places of suffering. Punarāvartinojana. So without achieving me, once again and again, we born into this material world. Now somebody will say, okay Krishna, still, I don't mind living in this world. Although we say that there is some suffering, if you continue to tolerate the suffering, then what will happen? Then in 3 verses Krishna says, you want to tolerate alivia? This world will not let you live in peace. Sahasrayogaparyantam ahayat brahmano vidurakim yugasamastantam yugasamastantam ajyatkar tapyastaram tavavityaharamane. Then he says, and then he says, bhutadana sevayam bhutva bhutva pariyate. So he says that in those 3 verses, how this material world is always in a state of flux, change. So he says, you can't leave this world because this world will be destroyed. When the fire will come, and all being entities will be destroyed. And again creation will be there. Bhutadana sevayam bhutva bhutva pariyate. Then I first heard this verse from Prabhupada's cassette, bhutva bhutva pariyate. The whole cassette was on this only. He said that bhutva bhutva pariyate means it's created and annihilated, like that. So it's a very dangerous situation. Imagine living in a building which, according to the seismic people, it may collapse any time. How many of us will live in that building? And in the containment area, any building that is built 100 years ago, so there is a likelihood of its falling down. Because it's made up of mud in those days. And the what happens is the ability of the mud to hold the bricks together, I mean the stones together, whatever is put inside, the ability gradually reduces. 7 years know that. After some years, after some 8 years, 100 years, it loses the ability. And the whole thing collapses. So now imagine living in a house which may collapse any time. Which person would want to stay in such a house? So naturally a wise person, that's why Krishna is giving this 3 verses. He says, if you don't worship me, if you worship demigods, you go to heaven. Still you will come down. He may say, I don't mind going in the spirit field, like a grand field going up and coming down. I don't mind taking birth again and again. Then he says, this material is not a place for a gentleman. Anytime you collapse, anytime prayer will come, again Srishti will be there, again prayer will be there. Who can live in the same condition? Imagine, say, you go out in a house, like nowadays when you take a rented house, 11 months, I think they will know this kind of thing. If somebody says, there is no rule, you just occupy the house, whenever I tell you, I have to vacate. So today you bring all your things and occupy the house. And tomorrow morning he comes and says, vacate now. You just vacate this house and go to that house. But that house is my house and we go there. And you go there. And after 2 days, you just vacate and come back there. How do you feel? In this world, nobody likes change. Especially changing, not only changing your body from here to there, but carrying all things from here to that house, that house to this house. You really get fed up. If you tell a person to change one locker to another locker, you get fed up. Change a house, can imagine. But in this world, the change is so fast that one has to keep changing body and situation in different places. And you are defeated in your purpose. You are coming up with many plans. Okay, in this line I want to execute all these things, but before you finish your plans, you are defeated. One is defeated in purpose. Then you want to get next body, third body, fourth body. This is one gets very frustrated in this world. Very, very frustrated. So Krishna says, this is a world of change, so don't try to make a permanent place here. And then, after saying this again, he switches back to the same old thing. He says, although my dear Arjun, this material world is a place of misery and suffering and all that, while my dear Arjun, all living beings in this world will be destroyed again and again repeatedly, they will suffer. Remember that there is another nature beyond the material world, which is a spiritual nature. And if you go to that nature, there is another place, a different type of place, the spiritual world. And then third verse is saying, Purusha sa param partha, labhya, bhaktya sanandhya. He says, there is a Purusha there. Who is the Purusha? Krishna only. Sa means he. Purusha sa param partha, is a divine person, transcendental person. Bhaktya sanandhya. He can be achieved only by bhakti. not any other things. So that is the ultimate destination, he says. You have achieved that Purusha and do the thing eternally. So these are explained very vividly in the scriptures. And what is the destination that one should aspire for? Actually, people perform different kinds of worship, especially the jnanis or the speculators. They are the ones who have brought about this kind of misunderstanding in the lives of people. So they say, you know, if you're emotional, you can do bhakti. If you're rational, then you can do jnanamar. And if you're last year, then you do yogamar. Although these kinds of imaginations appear very attractive, such speculations are never entertained in the scriptures. In fact, one who is in the path of bhakti should understand these three elements, austerity, knowledge and devotion. They seem like an equilateral triangle. In equilateral triangle, the three elements, three sides, knowledge, austerity and devotion. The devotee, all three should proportionately increase. If you become too austere, you may become a yogi. If you only have big bulky knowledge, you have a huge head, but no devotion, then one becomes a sort of man. But the bhakta who has devotion, he will find along with devotion he will also have jnana and vairagya. That is the Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayogita, Nayabhyasa Vairagya, Jnana Chaya Vairagya. Both are there, jnana and vairagya, both come. So this is proportionately increase. Like the triangle size keeps on increasing, devotion also will proportionally increase along with jnana and vairagya. So Shastras never say you can only increase jnana or only increase vairagya. They never say like that. Or one can follow this path to do that. In fact, the path of jnana and yoga, they take shelter of bhakti in order to even have that very survival. They lean on bhakti for the sake of even their own survival. That is why jnana and vairagya compared to you, children of the mother of bhakti. The mother bhakti doesn't give her milk. The jnana and vairagya will become brighter. And many examples to be given how the jnanis and vairagyas are fallen down. Although they imagine themselves to be Yamuktamayana, the one who becomes a bhakta, his jnana and vairagya will also proportionately increase. That's why the Krishna says, Yena maam pratadhyante tam tathaiva bhajamya. According to the way you worship me, I will reward you accordingly, he says. So it's up to you. How you want to see me? You want to see me as you can see in a different way. There are some people who are not even serving the government. They are feeding the ministers or they're giving and they are bribing somebody and surviving like that. They're not even paying to the government, like they are demigod worshippers. And there are karma yogis who worship the Lord directly by offering their goods. They are like the citizens of a country, offering the tax to the government. But they don't have a direct touch with the Prime Minister of India. Isn't it? Like all of the citizens, they don't have a touch with the Prime Minister of India directly. So they are like the karma yogis. And then there are jnana yogis. Jnana yogis are those who worship the transcendence, but the impersonal aspect. Brahman aspect. So they are like the people of a country who actually worship the government. When you say government, it's an impersonal thing. But behind the government there is the Prime Minister. And then there are yogis who worship the super soul, Paramatma. They are like the people who bring the Prime Minister in the parliament face to face. But they don't have a very intimate relation. And then there are bhaktas who are like the wife of the Prime Minister, or like mother, or like father, very close relatives, like that. So there are different types of relationships. You can't equate all of them. You can't say everything is one. Krishna says, Ye Namaham Prapadyante. The way you surrender to me, the way you want to reciprocate with me, I will reciprocate with you like that. Like somebody says, I don't believe in all these things, I think God is impersonal. Okay, Krishna says, I will give you my impersonal aspect. You can see me in that way. Somebody says, I have faith that, you know, Lord Vishnu exists, and he is the possessor of Radha. The Lord says, okay, I will give you darshan in that way. And somebody wants to worship Bhagavan, then Krishna goes to them as Bhagavan. That's not the God. Krishna like that. So, it all depends on in what way one has learned to strike a relationship with Krishna. Without relation, you cannot approach God. It's not possible. There are many people who ask, can you see God? Is it possible? So, Prabhupada is beginning to ask them this question. Do you have a qualification to see? It's a very simple, straightforward question. Like somebody is connecting the PM of India. Yes, you can, provide you have a qualification. Like even to meet PM of India, first of all, you have to apply. And then after application, probably you may not be entertained. Why you want to mention? There will be a reason why you want to mention. And suddenly you may, you know, screen your letter. It may not go up. So you may not be allowed to meet. But even if you are called to meet, there may be a long queue to meet him. You have to wait for several months to meet him. And you may get a probably a very brief meeting. And even if you go, you get a very brief meeting, just like in Tirupati you get. A brief meeting with God. Even if you get an opportunity. There are four people, two on either side. As much go there, they'll catch you and throw it. You know, a brief lesson and eventually go. But if you have a relation with him, special relation with him, like if you happen to be, say you have a very thick friendship with somebody from your LKG, UKG, 1st standard, up to 10th standard, and 12th standard, and then you went to one college and left for a standard college. And after 25 years you came to know that now you become even more India. One of your friends. And they are going to meet him. So how easy it is for you to meet him, isn't it? So 12 years you have been with him. You can just, you know, give a phone call to him and call you, you can just walk into his room. Anytime you want. And you can sit with him, talk with him, eat with him, and relax with him, and travel with him. Because he happens to be your friend. In that way, if somebody becomes a friend of Krishna, has a relationship with him, then they can be with him like that. In fact, even amongst his friends, Arjuna is considered to be superior to Uddhava. Because although Uddhava, Krishna glorifies Uddhava so much in Bhagavatam. Still, Arjuna is a superior friend of Krishna than even Uddhava. And although Arjuna is superior, still Arjuna's relation with Krishna is a one of Gaurav Sakya, we call it. Gaurav Sakya means there is a kind of respect in that relationship with Krishna. It is not totally untainted with reverence. There is some amount of reverence in that relationship. That's why we say, you see in Bhagavad Gita, it is Sakya Jimatva Adhubhavya Duktam. He Krishna, He Yad, He Sahibi. Ajanata, how I was not knowing Krishna, how great you are. Ajanata, Mahimanam Kaviram. He said, I never knew that you are so great, Krishna. I was calling you as Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Saha. I was calling you like this. So I was so foolish, he was saying. That means, this goes show that sometimes Arjuna becomes overpowered by Aishwarya. That's why it's called Gaurav Sakya. Whereas, Sudama, Madhumangal, they are all very thick friends of Krishna's. They don't know Krishna as God. They treat him as a friend only. They deal with him in a very intimate way. Playing with him, eating with him, exchanging lunch box with him, teasing him. All that they do like that. So even in that there are different levels of intimacy, even in friends. Similarly, even in the gopis, even in their parents, there are different types of relationships, and thicker and thicker and thicker relationships are there with God. And just as it exists with anybody, any person on this world, same with God also. We can have a mutual relation, or we can have a cervical relation, or we can have a friendly relation, or a parental relation, different types of relations. So how can one say that, you know, ultimately, anything you do ultimately go back to the same spiritual world? How foolish it is, you say. Some people argue, Krishna says in the same verse, Ketam Prapadyante, Tam Sarivo Pradhanayam. Then he says, Mama Vatmanu Vartante, Manushya Paartha Sarvashara. That is why, Manushya Paartha Sarvashara, Paartha, all Manushyas, Mama Vatmanu Vartante, they all follow my path, Krishna says. Now, some people quote this and say, see, Krishna himself has said, everyone in this world is following the path. And he has said, that means any path you follow, you will reach Krishna. Mama Vatmanu Vartante, he says. So one has to understand what it actually means. When Krishna says, My dear Arjuna, everyone follows my path. All the mentioned and he says, there is a path from material world to spiritual world, a very long path. Just like from Pune to Bombay. Take this, take the aerial snapshot of Pune to Bombay road, a huge highway leading from Pune to Bombay. And there are many, many different vehicles in this path. There are cycles, there are scooters, there are cars, there are buses going. Similarly, in the path of Krishna, from material world to spiritual world, there are different species. There are animal species, there are plant species, there are human beings. And all the different types of living entities existing in different bodies, even in Mumbai there are 400,000. But the animals cannot make any spiritual progress. They are stagnant. They are stagnant in their own bodies. It's like a person between Pune and Bombay. Somewhere is stuck up somewhere. He has parked his car at the side of the road and is waiting this place. Not progressing at all. And there are others who are going at a very slow pace, cycling to Bombay. Very, very slowly. But there are others who go a little faster. They have a bike. They go a little faster. Some are going in the car. More faster. Somebody has reached Lonavala. Somebody has reached Nidhi. Like that. Somebody in this path from earth to the kingdom of God. Somebody has reached Mahaloka. Somebody is Paraloka. Somebody has reached Brahmaloka. Like that. And somebody must be hanging in Brahmajyoti. Somebody has gone into that. Suspended that. So, they haven't reached Vaikuntha also. And there are some who have gone very close to Vaikuntha, very close to Goa, they have gone almost approach. Like that. And in the same road, you may also find some people coming in the opposite direction. Coming from Lonavala towards Nidhi. Thinking that I am going to Bombay. So, Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. Yashav, Chavir, Mutsvijya, Bhattate, Kamakavata. So, he says, yes, Shastravidhi Mutsvijya, giving up the Shastravidhi, Bhattate, Kamakavata, they do whatever they want to do, thinking that they are on my path. There are also people like that. They say, you also have Bhagavad Gita. You also have Bhagavad Gita. You know Bhagavad Gita. There are many people who say that. But they are going exactly in the opposite direction, breaking all that Krishna has given. They are going in the opposite direction like that. So, the path is the same path, and the divinities are there in the path, and they all are the path laid by Krishna. But it is important for us to know how are we leading this path, how are we going, are we progressing, are we stagnant, are we stuck up somewhere, are we going in the opposite direction. We have to know that way. Although everyone is in the path of Krishna. That is another meaning of the Mahavatmana Vartante. All are in my path. Which means that ultimately everyone in this world is looking for pleasure, looking for happiness. Have you seen the picture where there is a platform, from where there is a staircase leading upwards and there is a staircase leading downwards. Two types of staircase. So the staircase upwards you find, it says humility, childlessness, authority, surrender to the spiritual master. And then this way one ascends higher and higher, and then one finds Radha Krishna standing in the top. One is going towards him slowly. After ascending the spiritual master, one is going higher and higher and higher. And there is also staircase leading downwards. So that you will find Maya Devi, very beautifully dressed. And she is not showing her hand like this, come down. And then a man is coming down, and that they are from somebody looking like Ravana, Ravana type of person, is coming down in staircase. And there are people who are tied ropes, this hand, they are practically dragging him down, The Yamadur was putting them down, like that. And then they are finding many, the steps show them the last pride, envy, anger, illusion, greed and all that. It's making them degrade, like that. So two paths are shown, one downwards and one taking upwards, like that. So when Krishna says, all the people follow the path, what it means? That those who don't want to surrender to me directly, they can surrender to me indirectly. They have the ultimate surrender to me. You can't escape. It's a question of how do you want to surrender. Like, if you don't surrender to Yoga Maya, you surrender to Mahamaya. If you don't obey the laws of India, Indian government, then you have to obey the laws of the police, in the police station. Isn't it? Like, you know, somebody says, I will do deepa again, or I will do robbing. Then the law, like, one cannot deepa, one cannot rob. If you don't obey that law, then you will be caught by the police, isn't it? And taken to the police station and beaten up severely. And they put your photo also. You can't just tell her anywhere. Bring them to us. Or they say that this fellow has lived in the jail for so many years. So don't get cheated. Sometimes they even put pickpocket's photo in the train and sign this fellow to that. He has done pickpocketing 10 times. And he has been picked up. Somebody is not given death sentence, that's all. He has done it so many times. So in that way we can become obedient to the police. That you have to kneel down. You will be putting a foot on your hands and knees. They do like anything. Whereas one party rose on the ground, one is kicked and beat and beaten up severely. So, if one agrees to follow Krishna's path, Krishna, whatever you say in the scriptures, I will abide by those rules. Then one can very smoothly purify one's heart and go back to God easily. But if one does not follow, then one has to learn the same but then in a hard way. Then by one has to follow. See, government has two departments. There's the education department, there's the jail department. The very same government is producing scholars in the education department. And the same government is putting other citizens in the jail and beating them up. Can you call the Indian government to be clear? Why? Government of India is, you know, so partial. It's educating some scholars and teaching universities. They have an education department and it is also beating up people in the jail. So partial. It's not partiality. The people have chosen these options. They have chosen the options. Similarly, those who agree to follow Krishna's path, we are getting education, we are an education department. We are getting education about science of Krishna. Because we wanted to surrender to Krishna, Krishna has arranged the situation where we can get nourishment in that way. We can hear about them, we can render service to him, we can sing his glories, and in this way we will hear about him go back. And what we want and share the issue in an answer. Very, very difficult. One has to learn a very hard way. After not that also one doesn't learn immediately. One has many lifetimes in many animal bodies and plant bodies and so many different bodies. And one has to learn this somewhere. So that's why Krishna says everyone follows my path. This means Mahamaya and Yogamaya both have been made with Krishna only. Both the paths. And you have to make a choice which path you want to follow. So that way we have to be adhering to one of the paths and we will suffer the end. Now when people say, Prabhupada says here that all paths reach the same goal, they give the example that it's like all the rivers going back to the ocean from civil action they come. But this example is nowhere mentioned in the scripture. It's simply a concoction. Although it may be a nice imagination to think that, you know, any path you follow is like river flowing into the ocean. The scriptures clearly say that all the different paths are like different runs of a ladder. Like, the first one is the Karma Yoga, then there is Jnana Yoga, then there is Ashtanga Yoga, then there is Bhakti Yoga. And without becoming a bhakta, nobody can enter the spiritual world. It's not possible. And every one of these people have different destinations. The Jnani goes to Brahma Jyoti. And the yogi, depending on whether he's a personalist or impersonalist, gets his destination. If you read the 8th chapter, Krishna says how a yogi leaves his body. There are many, many conditions for a yogi. You do not leave the body in the dark, just leave in the night, daytime, light. Shukla Krishna. So Krishna explains that. So one has to leave the body, the yogi has to control his mind and senses and leave the body through the kapala. At this time he lives. So Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, daytime or nighttime, all the considerations are there for yogi. And at the end of the 8th chapter, Krishna says, but there is no problem. But then he can't worry. Even if he leaves in the night, he will go back to Godo. Even if he leaves the body while sleeping, still he will achieve Krishna. But only for yogi there are some conditions. So yogi has to choose his destination. Yogi may want to go to Siddha Loka and achieve more powers. Or yogi may want to go to Brahman. while he wanted to go to Vaikuntha. And according to his aim, he will achieve that destination. And a bhakta will enter into the spiritual world, where he will strike his relationship with Krishna, like that. And people who are lower than this, like those who are beginners, they will be wandering within the material world only, different destinations like that. And those who never did any proper worship, who live just like an animal, they will be animal species. As Bhagavad Gita explains, who would want that chant is Atvastha, if you are in Satavana and worship Devata, so you go to Old Bomb. Means, hundred times. Bhakti, Krishna, Tirajasa, if you are in Satavana, you will be born in the same Mantra Loka. Aloha Chantan, Jalanga Vartista, Aloha Chantita, he says. And if you have qualities like animal, then you get animal qualities, he says. So, one gets altogether different destinations based on how you act, how you live your life. So, our life is very, very valuable. Our life can be compared to a diary or a book, an empty book, which is totally clean. Like from our first year, we have been writing, now we have spent some 20 or 25 or 30 or 35, 40 years. It's done like that. And look back how you have spent your life. There may be a lot of scribblings. No one can understand. There may be a lot of useless things you have done in the previous part of your life. Fortunately, the rest of the book is empty. And you have a scribe with a pen. So we can write how we want to write it in our hands. So we choose our destination. It's we who choose our destination by our own actions. So, some may wonder, are we the ones who choose the destination, or it is already allotted that you have to go? Your allotment is made in such a choice, you have to go. Is it like that? Or we can make a choice. Actually, we can make a choice. Why you are here when you have a human form of life, we can make a choice. Where do you want to go? So, that is based on how you live now. If you have lived your life in a Krishna conscious way, at the time of death, you will be able to think of Krishna and go back to him. But it is not possible all of a sudden to think of him. That is, when somebody lives the life in the way they want, at the time of death, they can think of Krishna immediately. Thinking of Krishna is not a joke. It's not a mental trick. But all of a sudden you do it. You know, sometimes you see in the stage, you know, somebody doing Bharatanatyam and very beautifully. Somebody can go. Somebody immediately goes to the stage and goes to the master presence and says, after this over, just give me also an opportunity. I also like to dance. The Bhakti will ask you, have you done your arrangement? You have a practice. You have to actually do a performance in front of thousands of people. And they have to approve that you are authorized dancer. How many years have you been practicing? You say that, I haven't done any practice. First you are going to try it there. Can you go to the second and try it there? You look like a monkey. He will become a laughing star on the stage. Although you may have a great desire to move your hand and leg in different ways, it won't look like Bharatanatyam at all. It's not easy, Bharatanatyam. So it's very nice, and you have to learn under the guidance of the teacher. Same thing in spiritual life also. In spiritual life, if one wants to go back to Krishna, it's a very systematic procedure. You have to accept the Guru, the Baba Sadhana, but you get up in the morning. They rise early in the morning, chant 16 grams, follow the four religious principles, and read the shastras, hear about Krishna, learn about Krishna, bow down to him, render seva to him. And then over the years, you will develop a kind of bhavana, a kind of consciousness. By which you will develop love and affection for all devotees. And you give up your envy, anger, pride, illusion, and all that. And then one develops affection for Krishna also by that. And as years progress, what happens? One's life becomes almost like the life in the spiritual world. It's not much difference. In the spiritual world, everyone is having Krishna. So we also serve Krishna like that. One becomes selfless. One becomes pure-hearted. One becomes non-envious. One always joins others. One considers oneself insignificant. And one is satisfied with anything. What a little part you want to give, what a little place you give for the person's faith. One simply wants to render more and more service to Krishna. The one becomes so pure-hearted, then the wavelength of this person is matching with those in the spiritual world. Naturally, you will go there. You will achieve your destination. The salt is not relevant. The salt is relevant is that of a pig, they get a pig salt. The salt is relevant is that of an angel, they get an angel's body. Somebody is relevant to the consciousness is that of a spiritual person, a spiritual world, then they get a spiritual world. It's just a scientific logic. Huh? It's very easy to understand. But you have to practice. It's not something achieved overnight. No pains?
No
pains. No pains, yeah. Without investing our time, energy, and trouble, no one can achieve that destination. It's not possible. It's achieved by those persons. That's why here he says, all of you, no, he says, Ayani Aravindash Vimuktamanda, oh, Lotus Eyed One. They have discovered your lotus feet, and these people are thinking that any path you follow, they will achieve you. And imagine that they are Vimuktamanda, means they have already become Vimukta. Like a couple of years ago, one boy had come on a Sunday for them. So I met him and he was a new fellow, so I wanted to give him mala and teach him chanting. So after I gave him mala, he said, no, I have already crossed this stage. I have crossed the stage of doing chanting and doing Murti Puja and all. Now I am in a very high stage. So this is how people are cheated. I saw many days, you don't have to Murti Puja, you don't have to do Japa. You have already gone to the stage beyond that. And there are many people who are imagining, you don't come on, that you have already achieved liberation. There are many Mayavadis, as we say. Mayavadis are those who are Brahmavadis. There's a difference between the two. But Mayavadis are ones who consider Krishna's body to be Maya. And Brahmavadis are those who are impersonalists, who are not offensive. So once as well, was also thinking that I am liberated. I am totally liberated. I have already become God. I am very great. And there were hundreds of people sitting and going in the lecture. And one old lady was sitting behind and sobbing and weeping. So this fellow thought that I am giving such a wonderful lecture that her heart is melting and she is weeping. And he bothered coming every day for this lecture and she was sobbing every day. So the last day he called her. So we are giving a so-called satkar. And we asked her, oh, my dear mother, tell me, what is it in my lecture that moved you so much? As you became mentor, it seems that by my shakti I am attracting so many people. So she said, oh, what can I say? The very first day I came to your satkar to hear, that night when I went back, I came to know that my very dear goat that I was raising, a goat died. And the goat had exactly a beard like you. Every time when you see your beard would waver and you know, thinking of my goat, I will be here. That way, there are many, so many people attracting lakhs of people. And sometimes devotees think, oh, that Baba or Babu or whatever. Attracting so many people, lakhs of people. Why we don't get so many people? They are creating many, many people like the world too much. Yeah? That's why the world too much was attracted by something. That way, there are many, many people who come for different reasons. And as long as you tell the people, you can do whatever they want. There are no principles. Then other people come. This is a Christianity group, very popular all over the world. So it's not very difficult for you to make someone a Christian. Converting is very easy. Why? Because you know, you give power to them everything, you know. What do you want a watch? Take this watch. Okay, you want clothes? Take clothes. You don't have food for every day? Okay, we'll give you a food. You want to marry? Okay, marriage is married. Take it. You know what you want to do this, yeah. And then that person asks you, okay, sir, you are burdening me all the things, so what do you want me to do? You don't have to do anything. You just accept that Jesus is your God, Mr. Devata, and you accept that Jesus has taken away your sins. That's all. And you keep telling this to people, that's all. And you tell you whatever you want. How are you going to learn this, you see? And every man has to become a Christian. And you have to attach some name. You know, if your name is, Ganesh, then you say, somebody like, what is it? Let me job. I don't mind that. So you don't have to take a vow that I will not eat meat, I will not gamble, I will not any form of intoxication, I know this is sex, and I will have onion, garlic, and coffee, tea, and all that. I give up all the things. And I will chant 16 rounds every day, sitting 2 hours, every day. And I will live in the company of devotees, and most importantly, I will try to become servant of the devotees. So they don't have to take any such vows. That is very easy. And same thing with many of the sadhus who come. They just don't tell people what is to be, what is their religion. They have a common goal, do whatever they want. And such people openly declare that, like, if you want to worship Mother Mother, you worship Mother Mother. You don't want to worship any deity, you can worship anybody whom you want. Of your choice. Anybody whom you want to worship. They don't tell them who is God and how you worship different destinations. They don't tell them. So they cheat the innocent public. They are not teachers, they are cheaters. As Prabhupada said, one time when Prabhupada had come, Prabhupada of the philosophy department had come to meet Prabhupada along with some 15 students. So Prabhupada asked him the question, what are you teaching in your college? He said, I teach religion. He is in humanities and social sciences, specializing in religion. So Prabhupada, what religion do you teach? First of all, do you know religion? What religion is? What is the goal of religion? And that Prabhupada said, that's why you weren't you tell me. And Prabhupada said, I am never going to tell you. That's what they want to know. But I do know it. And then he was saying, Prabhupada, he didn't know properly. And Prabhupada asked him, are you a teacher or are you a cheater? And in front of all the students, he got a good assessment. And then he told all the friends, don't be led by a blind man, you will not fall into the ditch. But the power of one who is properly following the scriptures. And then when that person went out, then he met Prabhupada as a person and said, for the first time in my life, I met a Swamiji who is genuine. But I had not a Swamiji who just flattered me and blessed me for no reason. But here is a person who is very genuine. You are very fortunate to be his disciple. And he gave a big donation on that. He appreciated Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was such an acharya. It is Shishma Dhirana, he has the first acharya. So hearing the disciple's decision of great acharyas, then one will really get the right kind of vision. What is God? What is the right destination? How should we live our life? You see, as soon as the destination is fixed clearly, then your life will immediately become pure. You will see that now. But if you are having a hazy picture of, it is called as Svatattva Paratattva Vibhrama is called. Svatattva means knowing your identity, and Paratattva means knowing God's identity. And if you are Vibhrama in that, then your life will be sinful. Your life will be covered over. It will be like a blurred understanding of the absolute truth and of oneself. That is one and the clear understanding of Svatattva and Paratattva. One should think the Paratattva is simply impersonal. Even if one accepts the Paratattva as Krishna, one shouldn't create the path of Sahajya. So one has to know that Svatattva, I am a self-soul servant of Krishna, and I will become a servant of the spiritual master and take guidance from him to achieve the ultimate goal. One should never think Svatattva and Paratattva are same. One shouldn't think. That is another bad illusion. So one has to have a clear understanding of the absolute truth. As it is given in the Vaisheshika Parampara. That's why we take Diksha from a Baba Guru, coming to the point of the succession. And hear from him, and hear from Bhagavad and the purpose. And really come and understand him and be clear, and not be swayed by bogus commentaries and the bogus gurus who will cheat you and say that, you know, we will give you a shot, but you don't have to do anything. And we will give you easy path. See, any shortcut method you go, suddenly you are going to be falling short of something, the shortcut. But some of the people cheating you that I give you a shortcut. The Prabhupada said, you know, some people giving secret mantras and taking some $50 for becoming God. There are so many organizations today. So one has to also speak about this to others. All paths do not lead to the same goal. Every path leads to a different goal. People that are 8 roads and you are in the middle, and now you go, you take this road, you go this side, you go that, you go different destinations by taking different paths. The only that one understands the path of, that's why Krishna says, Bhaktiyatu Ananyayashatya. There is no other way other than Bhakti to achieve. Even a jnani has to fall down, Arjuna Prasera Param Parapadam Patanti Aru Anadu Krishna. He has to fall down and again become a Bhakta to ultimately achieve. Then Krishna took Gurudeva, he said the same thing. Nama Sadhati Yoga Nakacham Dhanu Dhava Swadhyaya Tapasyaro Tata Bhakti Ramo Vijita. Similar thing he says. The part of Sankhya, the part of Nama Sadhati Yoga. People then assuming by yoga, by jnana, by Sankhya, by Sankhya, and all these different things he says. Tata Bhakti Ramo Vijita. Some of the Bhakti worships me in love. Can attack me and can achieve me, he says. So, this has to be very loudly preached, this message. It is so important, especially in our country, in India. And many people, they accepted Prabhupada very easily. Because, of course, there was meditation Shunyavada spread all over, but people have become so degraded that they don't follow that also. So, there was more here. Of course, you have to eradicate the Shunyavada meditation. In India, on one hand there is materialism, falsely practicing, on the other hand there is bogus religions, which are claiming to be teaching the right thing, cheating people, saying that you got any part will achieve God. So all this misconception should be clear, so that people learn the proper purpose of consciousness. Prabhupada once said that unfortunately the Indians are not understanding our movement. In his times, he said. And Prabhupada wanted Indians to understand his movement. And he wanted committed, serious, dedicated devotees in his con. Who will also spread this all over India and make people into Krishna devotees, number two. And then there will be enlightenment and people getting the real part of religion. And the world can become a really happy place. In fact, it is not that this world cannot become a happy place. Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, he says. So devotee this world will be a happy place. One can actually bring about happiness only when one follows the right path. Otherwise one will be simply cheated. Hare Krishna. Vrinda Srimadbhagavatam ki Jai. Sri Bhagavata ki Jai. Hare Krishna ki Jai. Thank you very much. Jai.